It's 2:49. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. My guest in this portion of the program is University of Illinois Professor Tom Mitchell, the interim head of the Department of Theater at the U of I. He joins me to offer us a preview of this summer season of the Summer Studio Theater Company at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. The curtain goes up on the season next month on the 13th of June, and the season draws to a close at the end of July. Good to see you again, Tom.
It's good to be here.
Well, what's in store for theater goers this summer at Krannert?
Well, the Summer Studio Theater has been going for a number of years now, so we've got a great audience of sort of loyal patrons, and we wanted to continue in the traditions of the summer theater but make a few changes and modernize things just a little bit. So what we've done this summer is to choose three plays that are, I think, really gems, small gems of the American theater. All three of them are more recent plays than we've been doing in some past years. And each of them has just two characters, so you really get to focus on character and the relationships between folks, seen through three very different lenses in these different plays.
And set in very different places.
Right, right.
Yeah. So you want to tell us just a little bit about one or two of these plays
to give us an idea
of what's on the...
We are beginning with one of Lanford Wilson's plays. Lanford Wilson is probably one of the major American playwrights of the of our time. And he wrote a play called Tally's Folly in about 1980 that is some consider a perfect play, a romance between two misfits in middle America. The play is set during World War II in Lebanon, Missouri, so a small town romance, but these two characters are anything but sort of typical Midwesterners. Matt Friedman is a refugee, a Jewish refugee who has moved to St. Louis and then finds himself in this even smaller town of Lebanon, Missouri. And Sally Talley is the daughter of the richest family in town, but she's really a little past her prime and has not yet been married. And so they find themselves and we're in for all sorts of fireworks between the two of them. And appropriately, it's set on the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
For those fireworks.
Yeah. Also, I noticed that on the bill this summer is a piece done by a professor of theater emeritus, James Hurt.
Right, right. We do our the three small plays mm-hmm. In repertory, rotating for several weeks. And then in the last 2 weeks of our summer season, we'll be doing Professor Hurt's play, Abraham Lincoln Walks at Midnight, which is actually a large play with a fairly large ensemble cast. And it depicts the stories of three Illinois poets who reflect on their impressions of Abraham Lincoln. So we get to see Lincoln through the words and experiences of these three playwrights.
Yeah. And Abraham Lincoln Walks at Midnight is described as a script-in-hand reading that involves an ensemble of players taking a variety of roles. And this season, you know, you mentioned that it's really about character.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if the characters or the actors in Abraham Lincoln Walks at Midnight, if they move from one character right into another, and how does an actor prepare to do that?
Well, you know, a lot of that's done by the playwright and the language that the playwright uses. But then it's through gesture and dialect and voice and mannerism and behavior, all those things. And that's really the magic of theater, is that actors can transform themselves so quickly and completely.
Yeah.
We're staging all these plays in the round this year in the studio theater. So the audience, which is always intimate in that space, will be even more intimate and close to the action.
Any other changes this season?
Well, we have, as we have done in past seasons, we have a cast of both local professional actors and graduate student actors. This season we have two out of three local directors directing. Usually we have been bringing in all outside directors, but two of our local directors who've done a lot of excellent work, James Zager, who's directed for the Opera Theater and for the Department of Theater is directing the last 5 years of Small Musical. And Lisa Gay Dixon, who's done a lot of performing and directing for the Department of Theater, is directing The Turn of the Screw, the mystery play that's a classic that a lot of folks will recognize.
Yeah, and then the guest director is for Tally's Folly.
Right, Linda Gillam, she's an alum of the Department of Theater and a very successful actress and casting director and director in Chicago with the Remy Bumpo Theater Company.
Now, is there a separate cast for each play, or do some players appear?
This year, each of those three small plays, The Last 5 Years, Turn of the Screw, and Tally's Folly, has a separate cast with two characters in each one, and then those six actors will come together and be joined by another six in Abraham Lincoln Walks at Midnight. So we expand the cast, but you'll see those same actors again in the Lincoln play at the end of the season.
Okay. Any matinee performances this year?
There are Sunday matinees, yes.
Okay, very good. And tickets on sale yet?
Yes, they have gone on sale, and you can contact the Krannert Center ticket office.
Okay, you can buy them online, by phone,
yes.
You can show up at the box office and purchase them there. Well, any last thought about, or any, no, what I want to ask you about is fall. You want to give us just a tease of what's coming up this fall?
Probably the big thing to look forward to this fall is a production of Hamlet that will be done in the Colwell Playhouse Theater, directed by Kathleen Conlon, who has connections to the University of Illinois, but is a director who works nationally at theaters all over the country. That production looks like it's going to be excellent. And then with that, we have a number of more contemporary small plays that we'll be doing in the Studio Theater at Krannert.
Okay. As always, lots of things going on there
right at
Krannert. Tom, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Sure. Good to be here.
Professor Tom Mitchell of the University of Illinois, the interim head of the Department of Theater at the U of I, and he joined me this afternoon to talk about the 18th season, how about that, of the Summer Studio Theater Company at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. The curtain goes up on the season next month, the 13th of June. The season draws to a close at the end of July.